9. Reading. Career paths. Apprenticeship case studies.
Despite graduating with a first-class degree, Louisa Troughton, 30, drifted between temping jobs before landing a costume apprenticeship at the Royal Opera House in London. Louisa had studied publishing, but she found it hard to find work in her chosen field. She'd always loved dressmaking, so she saved up and did a part-time one-year course in tailoring while continuing to work in a shop. At college one day, she saw a poster advertising the two-year apprenticeship. She applied and beat 70 applicants to win the place. On her first day, she expected to be pressing clothes, but instead was asked to make a waistcoat for a production of Nabucco by Verdi. It took a week, and when she saw it being worn in the final rehearsal, she was terrified in case it fell apart. Now, a year on, her confidence has grown. "Everyone here is at the top of their game and so inspiring," she says. "The best bit is bringing friends to watch ballets and operas that I have contributed to." Although Louisa isn't guaranteed a job at the end of her apprenticeship, she believes it will show future employers she has experienced real situations in a work environment.
After completing his final year at college, Andrew Pidgeon, 18, was interested in finding full-time employment which allowed him to continue to learn. One day, he stumbled upon information about apprenticeships and decided that he would apply for a position in marketing. Soon he was organising events, updating the website and creating case studies as a member of the Truro and Penwith College Business Centre team. But it was his report on a new smartphone application that gained him recognition. The college was asked to trial an app which allows the user to find apprenticeship vacancies across the country on their mobile. Andrew's report gave important feedback and offered advice on how the user experience could be improved. The National Apprentice Service was so impressed that the report was used in their national marketing activities. He has since created a special Twitter account specifically for young people interested in apprenticeships. Andrew intends to continue his career in marketing and would like to work for a multinational company in the future. "When I finished college, it felt like my progression had ground to a halt, but I now feel that my career is really moving forward," he says.
Jessica Kirby, 19, didn't know what an apprenticeship was until a chance meeting in a restaurant. She'd turned down a place at university because of the high cost of tuition fees and was working as a waitress while deciding what to do. When a customer suggested that the restaurant should have a mailing list, Jessica immediately made one and asked the woman to fill in her details. "If you didn't work here, I'd offer you a job," she said. The next day, Jessica emailed the woman to see if she was serious and was offered an interview for an apprenticeship. It turned out that the customer was the chairwoman of a PR company. "She told me that my proactive approach had swung it and I got the position," Jessica says. Although Jessica was worried she would be doing basic office work, within 2 weeks, she was writing press releases and organising launches. And with 2 months to go until the end of her apprenticeship, she has been offered a permanent job with the company. Jessica has no regrets about not going to university. "I can't just lie in bed and skip a lecture. I have to be responsible, but that's a good thing," she says.
When Jed left school at 17, he decided to do an apprenticeship rather than go to university. It may seem a surprising choice to some, but Jed, now 20, is confident he made the right decision. "I left school when I was 17 with 4 university offers, but chose to do an apprenticeship with IBM. I chose an apprenticeship because I think that having real job experience is much more valuable these days than having a degree, he explains. Jed works at IBM across the UK, leading a team of software developers to help clients in the insurance industry, working closely with them to ensure technical problems are resolved and customers are happy. And he is finding the experience invaluable. According to Jed, the best thing about being an apprentice is working with some of the brightest people in the industry, giving him the opportunity to learn from the best and push himself out of his comfort zone every day. He also loves helping to create technology that is used by billions of people every day. Jed has already achieved a lot in his short career so far, including delivering a software demonstration that resulted in a six-figure deal for IBM. And it seems the sky's the limit for this ambitious young apprentice. I'd like to gain more skills and experiences and eventually work for IBM in a foreign country. I would love to start my own company.